Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Empathic Explorations Podcast. I'm your coach, Nikki, and I am actually live with you doing this on a video platform. Most of my podcasts, I feel it's relevant for you to hear the message as opposed to seeing something. But there's no title to this podcast. There is no topic. I was actually on my way to take a walk and something arose in me to come and sit and talk with you real quick. So thank you for having me in your ears. Thank you for having me in your space. I want to say this as I'm talking to you right now, in a much more intimate setting where you can see me. If you have been listening to my pods, thank you so much for listening. Even if you only listen to 5 minutes and it serves you, then that's the reason why these pods are there, and they're there for your good. So there's a lot to say, but I'm going to keep it very simple and brief. I have to give credit to a couple of my friends because they've actually encouraged me years ago to start a podcast, but it wasn't the time. Can I say that? It was not the time for me to start the podcast, but here we are. The podcast is here, and I'm slowly getting comfortable with it. I'm not a tech person, but like I said, the message is what is important for the community. And I say community because I hope to build a community of listeners that you have a space that you can come to. And I'm pretty sure there's other communities that are there, but if you find some comfort here, if you find something pulling you here, then that's enough for me. And that's the welcome that I have for you being here, listening, walking with me, exploring with me. I think mental health is affecting the world on a much more deeper level. And it's not so much about me. No judgment here, prescribing medication to cover the issue, but it's about exploring where the distress is coming from. And actually, in the exploration, finding out more about who we are, because I think the reason why we suffer is because we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are, so we suffer. And a lot of times when we feel discomfort, it's because we don't know. And so what's relevant for today, it's Easter Sunday morning, and I'm going to take my walk at the park. I know a lot of you have your day planned out. Some celebrate Easter Sunday, some don't. And it's not a matter if you celebrate or if you don't, but what we do celebrate is our existence. And we know that we come from something, the mother of all mothers. Can I say it like that? So in the sense of the true mother, who is the true mother? I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm going to go with it. And who is the true mother? And I think that we've all at some point in our journey, in our lives, we've all thought about where do we come from. We know the biological reasons for a lot of things, but we are not here to explore the biological reason. We're here to explore what we can't see with our eyes, but we're going to see from our heart. If you listen to the other pods, I would ask of you to listen with your heart and not with your mind, because the mind is so unstable. It's Easter Sunday and there's a lot of people getting ready for church and going out and doing dinner and celebrating stuff like that. There's, for the holiday, there's a strong belief. And belief is relevant, but I would point you to knowing, not just believing in something, but knowing what you believe in, because belief changes too. That can be unstable. You know, when we talk about things, there was one, at one point they were making, I can't believe it's not butter, and saying that that's better for you than actual butter. And then that changed, that shifted, you know, that belief shifted that it's better to eat butter than to eat that other stuff because it's processed. So that's what I'm pointing to, that certain things that we believed in at one point, it changes. It really changes as our knowledge increases. It really, really changes. So basically, I would admonish you to know, not just believe. This Easter Sunday morning, but there's a deeper knowing that surpasses. The word that's coming to me now is belief. Let's use belief. There's something deeper than that. Something not seen, but felt. Have you ever been with yourself and feel that there's something out there? Maybe we'll do that. We'll get a little mystical here. And that there's something out there that's guiding you. That's not so much watching you, but guiding you. Because there's a lot of people watching, but none are guiding. And so there's that guidance there. You've come through so many things in your life. So many that you've been through. I don't know them, but I can feel them. There's so much that you have gone through in your life. And you wonder, how did I get through it? And sometimes you sit with yourself and you think, there has to be something that has taken me through all of this. Well, that's where I'm pointing you to. This is where I come to meet you, right here. The things that we don't necessarily see, but we feel, and to explore those things with you. There's so much in this world to get our attention, to attract us, and pull us away from knowing more about ourselves. But I believe this whole journey, this whole experience we call life, is about knowing who we are. Have fun. Live it fully. But know yourself, know yourself, know who you are. And if religion has a strong, for many people, religion has a strong sense of pulling you into that knowing, of that self-realization. For me, that's a part of my story as well. Answering this call. And however you refer to that, the true mother, the mother of all mothers, because we know that we all come from a mother. But who is the first mother? And that's where I would point you to, because with a mother's love, it's so exceptional. most of the time, a mother's love is exceptional. I know that there might be someone listening that did not have that, but you are still loved. And some of us don't have our blood relative to lean on, but we have found other family that we can lean on in our journey. So that love is what I'm talking about. So can you imagine our true mother, the first mother, that love? That's the love that's been guiding us, keeping us, and caring for us. And so, as I'm here with you, and I'm not gonna overextend this because I'm gonna go for my walk, and I hope that you have a really beautiful day, and I hope that this podcast makes your day more beautiful. I just want you to recognize the source that has been keeping you, that has been caring for you, that has been protecting you through all of what you've been through. Just want you to acknowledge that. So you might not have a religion or a belief here, but you have that. And that's what this podcast is really about, exploring the self, the true self, not the identity, not what you look like. And that's why it's so important for you to hear me. Not really see me, but you will see me, because I really love the fact that we're in a space and I'm talking to you and you're hearing me, but there's no one else around. I love that. I love the privacy of that. And whatever resonates, take it. If it does not resonate, because it doesn't have to resonate, being present is really accepting the moment for what it is. Not trying to change it, not trying to make it over, not trying to create something, but just being in the moment. And I guarantee if you are present, the message will be clear, whatever that message is for you. So I really appreciate you having me here for a few minutes just to be with you. I will be releasing more pods as they arise, just like this moment. I was going out to power walk, and here comes the moment where something arose and said, go talk to your community. And so here I am talking to you. So I hope that these words have been a comfort of some sort to you. See you next time.